Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Francie Overstreet. I'm reading the Daily Phil devotional entitled, Four Awful Words. Have you ever been to an event that was by invitation only? One where you had to RSVP and show the invitation at the door? Having never been to one of those, I only know about them from movies or TV shows. Usually it is someone dressed in their finest trying to gain entrance who does not have an invitation and whose name also does not appear on the guest list. The potential guest tries to get to see the host to affirm their relationship and thus join the event. In the theatrical presentation, often the denial precedes other creative ways to gain entrance. It can be humorous or serious, depending on the drama. As we close this series on the Sermon on the Mount, we come upon Jesus talking about the event of entering the kingdom of heaven. Jesus had been teaching about what it takes to be righteous and to live the life God calls us to live. What he taught was challenging to the current thinking of the religious leaders. Their righteous acts were for themselves, not for God. In verse 21 of Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." We are told in Hebrews that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So this event of entering the kingdom of heaven occurs at that time. Standing at the entrance, you have not responded to the invitation, and your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. You ask to plead your case to the Lord Jesus. "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" According to verse 23. And then Jesus says the four most awful words. "I never knew you. I never knew you." Those must be the saddest four words ever. For Jesus, it is all about having a personal relationship with those entering the kingdom of heaven. Everyone has an invitation, but what was done with it? His sacrificial death and glorious resurrection are the basis of the invitation to the kingdom of heaven. Our repentance and trust in his righteousness is how we RSVP to become part of God's forever family. John 1:12 is one of my favorite verses. "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Do you remember the day you began this personal relationship with him? Most of you reading or hearing this probably do remember that day. Some of us have family or friends who may be depending on their own righteousness to enter the kingdom of heaven. I have one friend who said that he did good things and was sincere, so of course he would go to heaven. "I never knew you." Some wanted to wait until they were ready and it became too late. "I never knew you." Some just didn't bother with the invitation or didn't think it was real. "I never knew you." This is not what God wants. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." Perhaps the Lord wants you to pray the names of those in your sphere to RSVP God's invitation. Consider spending some quiet with him to hear who he brings to your prayer thoughts. He might even give you the joy of explaining the invitation to them. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.